Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Good morning, all us East Coast people. All right, man, talking about that, right? Dana White breaking news, absolute crazy, humongous news. John Jones is out of UFC 295. And when I mentioned us East Coasters, that was rough, right? Waking up to that. I think he did it, right? West Coast, Las Vegas, he's getting ready for Power Slap. Dana White's getting ready. Big Wednesday night, I think it's tonight, Power Slap. Yeah, guys, John Jones out of UFC 295. We kind of all seen that video. Looks like he tore the shoulder, labrum, all that stuff. Just really sad and bad news. I got three levels I want to kind of break this down and talk about it. First and foremost, just totally bummed for John Jones. It's so funny how kind of the debate and discussion right off the rip with Islam Makhachev knocking out Volkanovski. And who's the pound-for-pound best fighter in the world? And John Jones won that battle in the MMA community and the MMA media. John Jones, everyone still figures he is the best pound-for-pound fighter in the world. Everyone, a lot of people thinks inside that cage, he is the greatest mixed martial artist who's ever lived. Guys, he was about to fight Stipe Miocic, main event UFC 295. Stipe's debated about the greatest heavyweight UFC fighter of all time. It's just one of these matches like Dana was pumped about. I think the community, we are all pumped about it. I know it's happening a little late, but still it's happening. These guys are still, they're still rolling. I know Stipe hasn't fought in a long time, but this fight like needs to happen. It just needs to. And if, for John Jones, if he wins this fight in Madison Square Garden, the world's most famous arena, a lot of rumors about if he wins and if he retires, does he win? And retires the greatest mixed martial artist of all time. Does he win and retire the greatest heavyweight of all time? Does he retire the greatest heavyweight just only fighting two times, defeating Gon and Stipe? So much to unpack there. But for him to, not be able to fight, it's just a total bummer on John's part. Just that's my first gut reaction when I first saw that news was like, bummed for John. So that's the first part. Second part, I'm bummed for Stipe. Stipe Miocic hasn't fought in 3 years. It's been a long time. Seems like Stipe's been waiting. Like him, this fight, him and Jones is destined. And I think the UFC, smartly in a way, they know that they need this fight. Like this is one of these fights they don't want to miss. Seems like they have missed some really big marquee heavyweight fights in the past. If it's Brock Lesnar and Fedor, if it's Francis and John Jones, they don't want to miss Stipe and John Jones. They don't. So they are going to keep this package together because a lot of people, like I said, I know it's only happened 6 or 7 hours now, but I've ran through the Twitter game and MMA media. They're like, why did not Stipe stay on this card? Guys, Stipe is definitely getting older in age. And if Stipe fights Sergey,
say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Libsyn Ads. Go to libsynads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
And Sergey does what I'm about to talk about in the next level of this. You know, maybe Stipe hangs it up and says, hey, I can't run with these young cats anymore. And we miss the Stipe-John fight. We can't. We need to see this fight. We've missed too many, I want to say like these once-in-a-lifetime kind of heavyweight fights. We can't miss John and Stipe. And as reported, ESPN has already reported that, yes, they have already kind of circled this fight. Stipe and Jones, maybe even International Fight Week. I know it's July. I know that's like sounds so far away. But guys, it's Halloween next week. We'll be here around the corner. Hopefully, John has a successful, you know, surgery and is back before you know it. So, you know, it seems like I know Stipe, people are kind of upset. I heard people are, you know, so far are a little bit upset that he didn't take the fight against Sergey. I think it's almost the UFC guys. We are booking Stipe Miocic versus John Jones. We will get this fight. And I think it's going to happen in the summer of 2024. So one, feel bummed for John. Two, feel bummed for Stipe. Let's get, you know, we are a glass half full kind of a company here at Fight Fanatics. Let's talk about what we are pumped about. Guys, we are getting Tom Aspinall and Sergey Pavlovich. Like, this is incredible. I will argue and debate now for the next 12, 14 days until this fight happens. This is the best, you know, heavyweight fight that they can make. I know the name recognition is not there. I know they're probably going to miss pay-per-view buys and all that. But for us, for me, for, you know, the MMA community, for you that are watching it, for you that are listening to it, it doesn't get better than this. Like, this is – these two men have been carrying the heavyweight division for the last 3 years. Dana White went through the numbers. Sergey Pavlovich, 7 fights, 7 first-round knockouts in a row. Tom Aspinall has never seen a third round. Like, how bananas is that? Tom Aspinall, stand-up game, grappling game. There's no holes in his game at all. These are, I would argue, the two best heavyweight fighters in their prime right now. I love this fight. Like, I love this fight. This fight needed to happen, needs to happen, and it's going to happen. It's going to happen in 13 days at Madison Square Garden, and that's another thing that I love for both men. Let's be honest. Both of them are probably better fighters than their name recognition. So then I know they're not the main event, and I love Alex Pereira and Yuri getting that because that fight is awesome. It's one of my 5 favorite fights that they can put on. But I think with being on this MSG pay-per-view, them being in New York City, them getting the media for the next 10, 12 days, I think it will absolutely elevate not one, but both men. And of course, whoever wins this fight, and it's going to be a great fight, going to be a quick fight too. Whoever wins this fight will absolutely become a superstar in the UFC. And that's what the UFC does better than any company on this planet. They create superstars like that. I think both guys, I think the guy who wins the main event and the guy who wins the co-main event become superstars overnight. I know Alex Pereira almost is, but I think it's great. I think it's great for Aspinall. I think it's great for Sergey Pavlovich. I love, love, love this fight. So there you go. 7 minutes. I just wanted, it was my first gut reaction. It's still early here on the East Coast. Crazy, guys. Absolutely crazy. Dana White in the middle of the night for us East Coasters here. John Jones is officially out of UFC 295. And I know an absolute bummer for all of us. But Stipe is out as well. Wild. They will be rebooked, I would assume, summer of 2024. We get an interim heavyweight championship match. Tom Aspinall, Sergey Pavlovich. We love it. I love it a lot. That's all we can do is just move on. I do love Alex Pereira and Jiří Procházek getting the main event spot. I think both those guys deserve it. It's one of the best fights they can put on. That's absolute violence in the main event. New York gets 2 great fights, and we'll just keep the ball rolling. So crazy. Oliveira a couple weeks ago, Jones this week. But what's the UFC do? They get chicken and they make chicken salad out of it. So they did the best they can. So guys, Aspinall, Sergey Pavlovich, the new UFC heavyweight championship match, Madison Square Garden, 2 weekends away. So there we go. You, John Jones officially out. I'll talk to you guys real soon. Later.
Sports
say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.